Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily is given by Father Anthony Cosi, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, January 10th, 2021, the baptism of the Lord. Now here is Father Anthony.
Pope St. John Paul II was once asked, "What is the best day of your life? What is the best day of your life?" Many people thought he was going to say when he ascended the chair of St. Peter and became the supreme pontiff of the Catholic Church and was Pope. But he said, nope, not that day. Some people thought it was when he became Bishop of Krakow in Poland. Nope, not that day. Some people thought it was his ordination to the priesthood or his first communion. It wasn't any of those days. He said, the best day of my life was when I was baptized. Because when I was baptized, I became a Christian. Most of us sitting here don't quite remember our own baptisms because we were little babies. I know I don't remember mine. But often in my priesthood, now I believe I've baptized about 70 or 72 babies in almost 4 years of being a priest. And I oftentimes kiss them when they come out of the water, just how beautiful they are, a sign of hope. The last baptism I did was actually my nephew, and I think I shared that with you. In a homily a couple weeks ago, I baptized little baby Andrew. The first baptism I did was my niece, his older sister, Hadley. And it was on the day that I was ordained a deacon. Because when you're ordained a deacon, you're given the authority from the church's perspective to baptize in the church with all the rituals. So immediately that day after the bishop laid hands on me, I came to my home parish to celebrate Mass with the priest. And then afterwards, I baptized Hadley there. Actually, all of us are allowed to baptize people in case of an emergency. And when I was in the hospital, I unfortunately or fortunately, however you want to look at it, I did baptize some preemies that were there. Anybody can baptize. It's very simple, and it's like this. How do we do it? Water and then form. And the form is this. You've been doing it a lot. In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. You say their name, little baby Andrew, little baby Hadley. You say, Hadley, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Boom, they're baptized. It's that easy. Anybody can baptize in case of emergency, whoever you are. Being a priest and baptizing is a great privilege. What is baptism? People go, okay, well, that's great. What is it? You know, I came across a family member recently who was going through the kind of the annulment process, and we were going through the file, and I said, you were never baptized. And she said, what? She goes, I thought I was. I thought I was growing up, you know, and her parents had been recently deceased. And she goes, well, they always, I thought I did. I said, no, you weren't baptized. So she was baptized last year in a very beautiful ritual. And then she goes, you know what? Things are starting to click now. They make sense. I see the world in a whole different perspective. That's what baptism does. It allows you not to just see here. It allows you to see with the eyes of faith the deeper realms, the deeper kind of levels to things, the dimensionality of life. That's what we call faith. We throw on the word faith all the time. Just have faith, just have faith. Sherwin-Williams has those things where you stencil on the wall, you know, like home sweet home, live, laugh, love. Faith, hope, and charity. My mom has all these all over her house. I'm not making fun of them. But I'm saying there's something beautiful about it. Actually, we got it back there above the drinking fountain. Faith, hope, and love. Those are the virtues that were given at baptism. You're given power. Or sometimes I tell my students, you're given a tattoo on the soul. Now, parents, I'm not advocating your children to get tattoos. But the idea is you're given a marking. Or probably a better analogy would be to say, you're given an app that's downloaded on your soul. It's like an app on your tablet or an app on your iPhone. And when you're given that app, you're given a new ability. You're given a new power in your life. And what is that power? Number one, you can see differently. Number two, you're made a member of the body of Christ. The best analogy I use, and this will ring well with some of you that are in the medical profession, I say you're like a cell. You're like a cell in the body. And every baptized person is a different cell. So all of us here in Walbridge are little cells. But we're connected in the body of Christ to other cells, maybe in California or in China or wherever you are in the world. We're all connected as little individual cells. But what's beautiful about the body of Christ is it's not just cells that are here on earth, but it's actually cells of people that were baptized years and years and centuries before us, and people who will be baptized years and years and centuries after us. Because the body of Christ continues to communicate with each other. And cells communicate with each other. And they carry on mission. They carry on oxygen. They carry nutrition. They have a certain different type, maybe the ones that are in your spleen, wherever it may be. But what happens when a cell becomes bad? That's what we call a cancer cell. And cancer cells, too, can also begin to communicate with other cells in the body. And they begin to grow and kind of create more cancer cells and spread. How do we get rid of cancer cells? Well, one method is radiation or chemotherapy, right? In the church's eyes, the sacrament of reconciliation is chemotherapy or radiation for the soul. Now, it doesn't destroy you and obliterate you, but it restores you back to what you were given at baptism. So baptism and reconciliation go hand in hand with each other because they give you that power to be a member of the body of Christ to communicate. Pope St. John Paul II wrote a beautiful work in the 1980s called Salvifici Dolores, Redemptive Suffering. And he goes, I can enter into the suffering of other people. I can take on their pain. I can enter into their life in a brand new way. That's a power of the baptized people by being connected in the body. My godmother, Lisa, her son, Philip, passed away at age 19. He had a very aggressive form of cancer, and he was up at the Mott's Children's Home in Ann Arbor. And he had been there, and they had cured the cancer, but the treatment was so invasive that it destroyed some other vital organs, and he ended up passing away some 3 years ago. And I remember sitting there at the funeral, and I was looking at Mom, and I was like, wow. I said, Lisa's not crying. Her husband Glenn's not crying. Now there's a sister, Anne Marie. I said, why aren't they crying? And she goes, that's because we're crying for them. We're crying for them. And I thought, wow, that's powerful. There were so many people there that were entering into my godmother's suffering that it gave her strength to get through that funeral. That's a power of the baptized people. Where two or more are gathered, Jesus is in our midst. How many of us have untapped power that we never use, untapped potential? It's like kids at school, or you see a young person like, man, they should have done this in their life. Why are they wasting their talent? What if every Christian tapped into their own potential, that they had the power to do that, to enter into the life of another person? How beautiful our world would be, and we could build up the kingdom in a powerful way. How much untapped potential is there out there? An analogy that I heard is it's kind of like buying a Peloton bike. God gives you the Peloton, and then you put it in the room, let it collect dust. The doctor tells you your cholesterol is high, you should do this, and you never do it. And then you die of a heart attack. That's your fault. Christians are given the Peloton bike. They're given the apps downloaded on your soul. I tell couples preparing for marriage, I said, pray with each other. You know, if your spouse is going through some hard time, lay your hand on their shoulder. Your kids are going through a hard time, pray over them. Your grandchildren, you have the authority, you have the power by being a baptized person to bring down and call down the Holy Spirit upon them. I have the power as a pastor to pray over my flock. Just here, my boundary of St. Jerome, and my students at Cardinal Church and faculty. The bishop has the power to pray over the whole diocese. And the Pope has the power to pray over the whole world. We all have untapped power that's lying inside each and every one of us by our baptismal graces. That's called sacrifice. That's called entering into it. You're given a name at baptism. And today we're united with some of the young people that are going to prepare for confirmation. What is confirmation? Well, I chose this day for them to come and do their book signing on the baptism of the Lord because confirmation solidifies all the baptismal graces. You're born, you know, like me, little baby Anthony. There he is, a little bambino, you know, little baby Kosi, and that's what you get at baptism. There you are. But God wants you to grow up. God wants you to do something with that. So confirmation gives you the power of a new app downloaded on your soul of boldness, of witness to go out into the world and to do something. That's the gift that's given to them. And if they don't tap into that, if you don't tap into that power, then what do you become? It's not just a Peloton bike, but it's a whole home gym and an Olympic-sized pool and a mansion that's given to you. The grace given to you in confirmation. If we tap into our potential, how wonderful the world would actually be.
Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. Be sure to tune in each week as Father unpacks the scriptures and shares real-life stories that help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.